This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A study of the news business says economic and technological pressures have created a situation wherein journalists often do not have enough time to really gather the news. Instead, the emphasis is on dissemination. NPR's Lynn Neary reports that this trend is changing the nature of journalism and the public's response to it.
Journalism, says Tom Rosensteel, director of the Center for Excellence in Journalism, which conducted the study, was once a respected profession. It was generally accepted to be an integral part of the democratic process. The journalist's role was to serve as a kind of gatekeeper for the public.
There's a famous quote from Walter Lippmann from 80 years ago in which he says that sifting through the gossip and the innuendo and the rumor and the fact is one of the priestly and sacred acts in a democratic society. That's the classic definition of the journalist as gatekeeper. Here's rumor, you stay over here. Oh, Mr. Fact, come through my gate.
These days, it's hard to imagine anyone using the words priestly or sacred to describe journalism. In fact, only 39% of the public think news organizations are even moral. Such statistics, says Rosensteel, reflect a downward trend in public opinion about the news media that began almost 20 years ago. One factor contributing to the problem, says Rosensteel, is that it's getting harder for reporters to really report the news.
We're getting more news gathering in the raw. What used to be the raw elements that went into the story are being delivered to the public directly as the story.
This trend is most obvious on cable television, where the 24/7 news cycle demands a constant churning out of information.
It hypes the news. It makes everything seem like a crisis, even when it isn't.
Andrew Tyndall is the publisher of the Tyndall Report. He analyzed television news coverage for the study. The format of cable, says Tyndall, makes it almost impossible for reporters to actually go out and gather information or talk to sources.
A large part of the format of the cable networks is to have the correspondents be available at all times to tell you live what the latest development is in a given story.
Another factor that makes news gathering difficult is economic. According to the study, cable and most other media organizations are cutting back on their newsrooms in order to maintain profits. Esther Thorson, associate dean of the University of Missouri School of Journalism, says on newspapers, fewer reporters and editors are expected to fill the same amount of pages, which affects the depth of reporting.
What the change is essentially a loss of detail, a loss of background, a loss of kind of use of lots of sources, a sifting, a winnowing, until you really get to the heart of what the story is and then are able to report that out.
This thinning of the news, as Tom Rosensteel calls it, is occurring as the public's direct access to the news via the Internet or media organizations such as C-SPAN is increasing. And while journalists still view their work as a linchpin of democracy and often look on it as something of a mission, the public does not. Journalists, says Rosensteel, must address this disconnect.
What we are selling as a business and what we are trying to do as a profession is provide people with information that they can use to self-govern. And the long term can't be good if people increasingly think, I just don't believe you.
As the study makes clear, the media are undergoing a major transformation. Ultimately, the study says journalism is not becoming irrelevant, just more complex. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.